Proclamation number 8451 of 28th of March, 1963. Truth alone leads to the goal. So I ask you again and again, do you want to stand in the truth? Or do you not care what you believe? For you can only be considered according to your will, and you will never be able to receive truth or recognize it as such if you do not sincerely desire it, because truth only comes forth from me and I can only consider you if you open yourselves to me, if you stretch out your hands to me asking me to fill them with gifts of my love. But I know what it means when you are allowed to walk in the light. I know how extremely important it is that the truth is presented to you, even though you cannot assess its value as long as you are still living on earth. In an area where the spiritual darkness does not burden you as it will once you have left this earth, then you will long for light and feel, be, unhappy in darkness or in dim twilight and have to look for a light over there. I.e., you will have to open yourselves to the truth in the kingdom of the beyond if it is offered to you there again, for you cannot be blissfully happy until the light shines for you, which alone radiates the truth. You all don't know how carelessly you spend the short time on earth if you don't try to gain spiritually, and therefore truthful knowledge about it is to be made accessible to you. You have to experience that you first have to fulfill my commandments of love, and then you will also penetrate further into profound knowledge, and depending on the degree of love you acquire on earth, the extent of your knowledge will also be, and it will correspond to the truth, because no error can creep in under the illusion of the light of love, for it will be discovered as anti-divine and rejected by the human being himself. And then he will also reach his goal on earth. But error will never ever lead you to the goal. You humans, however, are very indifferent in this respect and unhesitatingly accept everything you are offered without examining its truth because you don't feel suitable for it. But you can if only you turn to the eternal truth itself. For this request will always be granted. And I will convey the truth to earth as soon as a person offers to receive it who only wants to serve me and the pure truth again. Who else could guarantee to convey pure truth to you as long as you humans are not yet perfect? And who can guarantee that your fellow human being will give you pure truth if he wants to instruct you? The truth is to come forth from me myself if you also want to experience its effect on yourselves, which will always be brightest light. And I myself have given you this promise to guide you into truth, thus the promise must also come true, and you may receive it from me at any time if only you make contact with me and wait for the fulfillment of my promise. The fact that you enter this earth without any knowledge is the result of your past apostasy from me, since you deprived yourselves of all light and all knowledge. Yet your human existence on earth can bring you bright light again if you want it yourselves. But only the pure truth is a true light, and therefore this truth must be conveyed to you, which is only ever possible through the best or all of my word. Through the outpouring of my spirit into a vessel which is suitable for it. For a person has to prepare himself in free will to become such a vessel which now receives my ray of love and passes it on to his fellow human beings. But people walk the earth in a lightless state and have little desire for a true light which would illuminate their path. And therefore only few people are in possession of the truth. And there is still great darkness over the earth which everyone could break through for himself if only he demanded the pure truth. And this is the great spiritual adversity on earth which is to be ended because people do not remedy it themselves, because they refuse to receive the truth, which alone can awaken them to eternal life. Amen.